and came down to the hospital. Mm. But it didn't even swell.
Well, did they put a cast on it, or wrap it?
They put a cast on it. Uh-huh. And wrapped it up to wrap it.
Oh, well, do you get around on it all right now?
Mm-hmm. It don't bother. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we almost through. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. A boy might hop along on one, and everybody walks on two.
Feet.
If we're talking about telling time, and it's 4:45, you can say it's 4:45, or you can say something about 5 o'clock.
4:45.
Okay. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board?
Horse.
And what do you call a kind of support that somebody puts a piece of firewood in to saw it up?
That's a horse, too.
Okay. What do you call something that a baby lies in when somebody's going to take it?
Cradle.
Well, if somebody's going to take it for a ride.
Mm-hmm. Little chair. Little something. See?
Well, something that's got a hood on it.
Yeah.
And it's got four wheels.
Or a carriage.
Okay. And if somebody had a baby in one of those, you'd say you're going to
push.
Okay. Do you ever use an expression like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or anti-guiding?
Catty-cornered. Some people say catty-wonka.
Catty-what?
Catty-wonka.
Oh! Well, now they mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if there's a piece of furniture that's not quite flat against the wall, you know, if it's just sort of sticking out from the wall, would you call that catty-cornered or?
No.
Well, when would you use
it? You know, when they get in the bed, some people don't sleep straight up and down. They head on this corner and back cross over here on this corner. Call that catacomb. Catacomb, catawonka.
Catawonka, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Questions. I wonder if you tell me a little bit about what things were like when you were growing up, what kind of work you did around the home.
Well, we scrub on Saturday. We were, you know, when we got up, we were working field. On Friday, we'd wash and go back to field Friday evening, and Saturday, one would iron, and other scrub and clean up. Because mother did the cooking.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do out in the field?
Chop cotton and pick cotton when picking time was. Hoeing and chop cotton.
Well, what did you do with the cotton when you picked it? Didn't you have something to put it in?
Yeah, I had a wagon, two horse wagon, and we got that field and peat cutting and loaded that wagon and right off Jim and go.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you put it?
The boys picked 400 or 500 pound cotton a day. Everybody was a good picker. I had a brother pick 600 pound cotton.
My Lord, he's been good.
Yes, some white boys lived on the place with us. They lived in the big house over there. When they moved from there and went up the road, boys up there, when picking cotton time come, them boys would come clean back there and get us going, and they could pick cotton. Them white boys could pick cotton. And he didn't try to pick none, but he could pick 200 pound cotton walking by, waiting on the crowd. But the oven here is ready. If he picked 500 a day, one of my boys would pick 600. That's the way they pick cotton. And he liked to pick well. Now he'd get right between them. And they'd be just picking cotton. You know, he quit for this time.